like Srimati Radhika, shape the same shape of Krishna, but it was covered with golden beauty of Radhika. And that is called Gauranga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Bhava Dutti Subhajitam. Radha Chintani Veshena Jasya Kantir Bilopita Dhe. Krishna was so absorbed in thinking and remembering Sri Radhika that he himself became of golden color. So, this is Rupanuga. Our Guru Maharaj has told that all Shastra has this explained that all the gopis with Radhika are feeling so much separation, weeping for Krishna and searching Krishna, and they want to take darshan of Krishna. But our Gurudev is telling that the special quality of a Rupanuga is that Rupanuga, they all think that Krishna should be very far Radhika. Krishna should serve Radhika. Krishna should feel separation. He should beg Radhika's mercy. So, in the suffering of Radhika, they become suffer. And if Srimati Radhika is glad, they become glad. Always inclined towards Srimati Radhika. This is Rupanuga. So, this place is of that thing. Krishna is feeling so much separation. And he was absorbed in that. That is why he became golden collar. Thinking that, where is Radhika? Where is Radhika? How to have darshan of Radhika? He was thinking. So Imlitala is of very great importance. We have come to this place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about 500 years before, when he came to Braja, he came to this place. This place was so much very deep forest there at that time. So he could not live in night here. In night, Akrur Ghat, about 2 miles from here, there was a village there at that time. Also now there is a village, Bhatro. And there he used to live in night and again used to come to here. From here, one day, some person told that Krishna has appeared. And he is playing in Jamuna with all the gopis and then doing ras, playing ras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is absurd in Kali Yuga. They told that no absurd. Krishna is playing ras. We have seen. Are you tharo na? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that I had no belief at all. Next day someone came and told that, oh, he is not Krishna. He is not playing in Yamuna, or he is not playing on the head of Kali, or not doing ras or anything. The thing is that there is a boat in night as they used to catch fishes. So on the head of the boat there was a light. Any light? Huh? And when the boat is doing here and there,
rocking,
yes. The lamp is also rocking, and it seems that Kali, on the head of the Kali, Krishna is sitting and all that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to laugh, and he told to his subordinate that, you are telling to me to go there and to see Krishna. But where is Krishna? In Kali Yuga it is all. So, after some time he became in so mood that seeing Yamuna, he wanted to jump in Yamuna. That is why his subordinates, what name? Brahman? Balabhadravad. He thought that I should not give up in here in Vrindavan, and he should not live in Vrindavan because he will always be in the mood of at Krishna. So I should anyhow, by strictly, I should take him to, again, Puri. So after some time he went to Puri. So this is Imli Tala. Gaur Pramanande. Radharani Kunja, the grove of Srimati Anadika, now named as Sri Gopinath Gauriya Math. It is in Sri Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, in which also Sri Rupa Raghunath, Rupanathan Gauriya Math. I think when Krishna Radhika left Ras at Bansibat, and after that they are coming towards Sringarbat. This is a place where Krishna got a very good Harsingar tree. Harsingar, you know? And he took flowers from that, and he decorated the belly of Srimati Radhika. So that is Sri Radharani's Kunja. Now here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and Sri Guru Gauranga. We have taken darshan of this. Yahan par hum logon ne darshan. Friends, Krishna took Radhika and came to Sringarbat. He was coming to Sringarbat. Some gopis saw a very beautiful footprint in which all the signs of Krishna were there. They became happy. So Krishna has run from this place. He was asking here from all the trees, creepers, that where Krishna has run. When I asked the long trees like mango, kadamba, bilva and all others, they were frightened, but they were smiling. How do you know how smiling? Because they were full of fruits and flowers. They asked Tulsi. Tulsi was so fragrant and smiling, but not telling where Krishna gets went. Because Krishna had told that, don't tell this, that I am going by this way. So she is not there. They asked Kadamba tree, but no reply. Only he was smiling. Why? Because he was Purush, he was male. And it was told by Krishna not to tell this, this thing, secret thing, that where I am going. In the meantime, one told one sati, oh, see, by the side by side, we are seeing a very good footprint of any lady, Kishori. And she at once knew that, oh, it is our beloved Srimati Radhika. And at the same time, the another group, their heart was pulsating. That who is she? It is not a Chandravali, but it is another. Ane aaraj toni unang bhagwan hari rishwara. Jannu vihaye govinda jam ane rishwara. Oh, we must of another group. Chandravali's group was. But so beautiful. Who he is? Let the Pita Sahib there, they saw the house. It's footprint of white image. Our collection. So they became so happy. But they were not disclosing this fact. Otherwise another party will know. This is a party ke rup samajh jayenge. Then at once they saw that there is no sign of second footprint, Kishori. Then they become more happy, Lalita, Vita, and all. And the other group becomes so sad. Why? Isn't that Krishna had taken her in his lap? Because she was so tired, so he was doing man seva. So they become happy, vegetarian, and other group become so sad. The party is now about dukhi ho gaya. हमारी सखी को नहीं लेकर के दूसरे किसी सखी को अपने गोदी में लेकर के जा रहे हैं, ये दूसरे का पैसा चिन्ह नहीं है, बहुत दुखी हो गए. एट लास्ट दे केम टू दिस प्लेस एंड डेकोरेटेड, सो इट इज कॉल्ड राधा रानी कुंज. द कुंज ऑफ द ग्रोव्स ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका, दे आर पार्टनर्स नाउ. मिल जाए आगे से आ रहे थे यहाँ पर डेकोरेशन करके उनका मन संभ्रम सुख किया, गोदी से उतार करके उनका डेकोरेशन इत्यादि किया होगा, उनका यहाँ से सजा करके सब वहाँ पर जाकर के उनका ध्यान हो गए श्रृंगार भट में. एंड देन ही कैन टू दैट प्लेस हिम लिखा है एंड गोपी वर सर्विंग सर्विंग हिम इन सेवा की. अगेन ही मेट देयर and he pleased all the gopis and also Srimati Radhika. They are all chanting this mantra. Tava prathamritam tatta jivanam kavidhiritam karmasham shavarnamangalam srimadatatam bhuvikrinandite bhuvikajam bhuvikrinandam. And they were waiting and chanting this mantra. Krishna could not fight. समझो जी कहाँ हुआ था, भक्तों के हृदय में हुआ था.
Another point above this, nearest to this place.
There. And again, she is trying to come on his old way. You will see in a year or two that Yamuna is flowing here. Very near. So very near. Gaur Pramanande! Be here for a long time. He could not take himself in Puri to come to Vrindavan. So he can, but when he can, he thought that my purpose is resolved. I have come with the mood of Radhika and color of Radhika. If I am here, in 2-3 days I will be black and I will not. Radha would be go. So that is why I am very so moved, very sure.
He was
attending
this
tower. Yes, he was coming in black today. So he sat down and wants to be black. Always in that mood, Krishna mood, and Radha mood is going on. So he at once like there are no way problems. Radhika was tired. He was settled that I cannot walk a step. Krishna took here and he kept Srimati Radhika from his lap. And he was collecting flowers, taking flowers from here and there. He took the branch of any tree. But that यहाँ पर श्रीमती जी ने आकर कहा कि मैं आगे देवी को उठा दिया और पंजे पर खड़े हो गए ऐसे एंड ही वॉज डूइंग सो हाफ ऑफ दी फोर्थ प्रिंट ऑफ द कृष्ण केम हियर बिकॉज ही वॉज टेकिंग फ्लावर टेकिंग फ्लावर फ्रॉम द ट्री which were easily taken, he took, but when they had flowers he wanted to pick up, he took the upper branch and he
stood on his toe.
He stood on his toe. And half of the footprint came, deeply half, with fingers. And toe was upside.
Heel was
upside. And some flowers were there. Gopis came and saw. That five half footprint of Krishna is here. Another sakhi told. दूसरे सखी ने कहा कि तू नहीं समझती अपनी प्रिया को वहां पर रख करके सामान प्रसादन करने के लिए फूल चूर कर What is this look? प्रसम आया प्रसाद
प्रसाद
He forcibly for all gopis, दूसरे गोपियों का मान प्रशमन करने के लिए प्रशमन माने क्या बलपूर्वक उनको डांट डपट कर उनके मान को दूर करने के लिए फुल चयन कर रहे हैं बड़े परिश्रम से और जब ऐसे किए होंगे कृष्णा एंड ही वॉज डूइंग सो ही वॉज फुल ऑफ डूइंग सो मच लगर वो इतना कठोर परिश्रम करने से उसके कृष्ण के शरीर पसीने से सरबसर हो गया श्री मतवाज वॉचिंग ऑल दिस थिंग्स लुकिंग दैट हाउ कृष्ण इज डूइंग फॉर मी टू मेक मी प्लीज जब कृष्ण जब प्रसन्न जब राधिका जी प्रसन्न हो गई व्हेन राधिका जी कम यू शुड नोट डाउन एंड देन टेल देम Krishna was there, but he could not see. Because he was blind by prem. That prem vaishishya. That is why he could not see. So this place is of prem vaishishya also. Ya prem vaishishya ka bhi ye sthan hai. Yatte sujatu charanam varuham sanesu Gita sanayriya gadhimahi karasate And after that, when they were singing this song, जब वो सिंगिंग कर रही थी गा रही थी इतने में कृष्ण को मन मथन पात्र रूप में मुस्कुराते हुए लज्जित होते हुए गले में पीताम्बर लगाए हुए हाथ जोड़ते हुए उपस्थित हो गए तो ये सब स्थलियां यहाँ पर आने से इन चीजों का स्मरण होता है गौ प्रमाण
राधा रानी सेड दैट आई एम अनेबल टू वॉक शी वॉज मानवती शी लेफ्ट रात दैट इज वाई कृष्णा ऑल्सो वेंट फ्रॉम देयर गोपी सा फुटप्रिंट्स ऑफ कृष्णा एज वेल एज footprint of his beloved. So those gopis who were of opposite side, they were not happy to see the footprints of Radharani. When at this place, this is called Shingarvat, Krishna came, he plucked the flowers from tree in order to decorate Radharani. From all those branches which were down he could pluck all the flowers but there were very beautiful flowers on higher branches also and for that Krishna had to do some toil some labor he just stood on his tip of toe and with great effort he plucked all the flowers Maharaj was saying when he was doing this thing he was getting perspired because of doing toil some labor and Radharani was noticing it that look why Krishna is doing so much toil some labor just to please her. Maharaj was explaining, Radha Rani never did like this in order to please Krishna. She, only Krishna is doing such toilsome labor. And then Krishna decorated her. At that time Krishna said, it appears that gopis are coming, let's move from here. Radha Rani said, I cannot move from here. I am so much tired that I cannot move. Maharaj was explaining that someone says that when Krishna said, okay, then you come and climb on my shoulder, and she started doing it, Krishna disappeared. In fact, Krishna did not disappear. Radha Rani, when she saw so much Krishna's love, she was in such a high state of love and bhav that prem vachitri comes. Prem vachitri is a state in which lover feels feeling of separation even at the time of union. So when Krishna was also there, Radha Rani in a state of that absorbed bhav could not see Krishna there. Krishna said, I am here and she is not able to see me. Krishna did not disappear, but Radha Rani could not see him. At that time, he saw that other gopis were also coming. He just hid it there. And he was seeing what is happening. Those gopis saw that they saw Krishna's footprint was not there in full form. They were only on the toes. Then someone asked, why Krishna's full feet is not available here? Then other sakis said that you can't calculate the thing that Krishna was plucking flower here. And nearby they saw Radha Rani also. She was lamenting for Krishna. So all those gopis from opposite sides, when they saw Radha Rani lamenting, they say, oh, she is also like us lamenting, so there is no difference between her and us. Maharaj was saying Krishna disappeared because if they would have seen Radha Rani with him, then they would have increased their enviousness. So that Radha Rani should not be seen in any envious form, enviousness, Krishna went away from that place. And then Radha Rani and other gopis, they went to nearby Kunj and they started singing this song of Tav Katha Amrata, Maharaj told, and other Jayati Sedikam. These songs were sung, and when gopis were singing these songs in fully absorbed with feeling of separation for Krishna, Krishna came there in the form of Manmath, who attracts heart of, who touches the heart of everyone. But he came with very much humiliated form, that as if he has done something wrong. He put his pitambar around his neck. When someone put pitambar around his neck, that means he is coming in very submissive manner. So Krishna came in very submissive manner, smilingly and in very beautiful form. So Maharaj was saying that this is the sthali, this is the place of love. Jnani cannot come here. They cannot relish anything from here. And Navdeep is the place of sadhana. So if we have to do sadhana, we have to go Navdeep. But this is place of love. And when we have greed for it, at that time, we will be really generating this, we can appreciate this feeling. And greed means that one, inside and outside one. If we will have duplicity and hypocrisy, then Krishna and Vaishnava will distinguish it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will distinguish it. He will not let you give his love like that. So the main thing, that greed is there, the symptom of greed is there, that one becomes straightforward, and within and without he becomes same. No hypocrisy is there. So if we want to keep calm, lust and love both in our heart, it is not possible. So we have to choose one of it. We have to totally discard calm and should accept love only. So we should take dust of this place and dust of God. Premanande is decorating Radha Rani. You can have darshan over there.
Sarasana, jaya radha tanta radha tanta vakshartana janahe jaya radha tanta vakshar